Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. And if you are new to this podcast, thank you for joining us. If you are returning to this podcast, thank you for joining us. So I want to talk to you today about something I'm hoping is something you can connect with. And I say that because it is common to all of us, wherever you live in the world, whatever you do, whoever you are, whether you're a mother, father, sister, brother, whatever. And it's money, right? Money. Money is one of those things that everybody has in common. Depending on where you live in the world, your denomination of money may be different than mine, but it is money all the same, right? And so I don't want to talk to you from a financial perspective of being like some stock investor, broker, expert. No, that's not me. I want to talk to you about how you feel about money. And I'm sure, you know, most of us haven't taken the time to even examine how we feel about money, right? We just use it, right? We just use it in our day to day. You know, there's not hardly a day that goes by that it's not a part of our transactions of life, right? And so because it is so common, we don't think about it. But I want you to think about it because it's so common, because it's such an integral part of our life. And so I'm going to read to you today from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication, and it's about abundance. My life overflows with richness. Turning my attention to the abundant wealth in nature, I find evidence of prosperity all around me. I see billions of grains of sand stretching out across the shoreline and feel the abundance of warm sunlight on my skin. At night, I take in the magnitude of the universe as I gaze at the stars sparkling far above me. The vastness of the sky seems to go on forever, just as the riches of life extend beyond what my eyes can see. I discover these treasures in my life just as I do in nature. When I mindfully count my many blessings, I realize I am prosperous. Beyond material riches, I find love, joy, laughter, and peace all around me. Each blessing, whether big or small, contributes to my prosperity. And so it is. So that reading basically reinforced the idea that abundance and prosperity are more than just money. And so I want to start out this episode with you understanding that, okay? I'm going to focus on money because it's such an integral part of us, but I want you to not feel that prosperity is only money, because it is not. love and laughter and friendship, right? People who are kind to you, people who are thoughtful of you and your needs. Those are all expressions of prosperity. But I want to focus on the money aspect of it because, like I said, it's such an integral part of our day-to-day activities that we no longer even give it thought. And so we kind of robotically go through dealing with it. So I have an amazing story that I want to share with you. And I connected with someone who I hadn't spoken to in a while. And we just pick right back up where we left off because that's what we do. And so she shared a story with me that is a financial breakthrough for her. And it was so powerful. And I really want to share it with you today. And so as we're talking, what she says to me is that she realized that she was constantly getting in debt and getting out of debt, right? She'd get in this debt through credit cards or through whatever loan she had, and then she'd clean them up and get out of them. And it was yay. And then before she knew it, she was back in debt. And she didn't know, like, why does this keep happening to me? Like, why do I keep repeating the same steps? You know, I get out and I think, oh, good, I'm out, I'm free, only to look up months later, maybe a year later, maybe whatever time later, I'm back in debt again. So she decided to kind of examine that through her meditation and through her quiet moments. And so some of the answers that start coming up to her, because as you meditate and then you go throughout your day, you will start to get some answers. And one of the answers she got was very powerful and very telling and explained to her what she was experiencing. And she said to me, you know, when I was a little girl, my great grandmother was responsible for kind of watching me. And she always needed something from the store. And it was always my job to go and get it, right? And she said the store was like this little small corner store. It wasn't a big grocery store, and it was right on the corner. And, you know, it was local for the neighborhood, right? And this guy supplied everything. He had all the staple things you need, bread and eggs and flour and milk and, you know, those staple types of things. But she said he also had, because a lot of children would come into the store, he was not a stupid or slow businessman, big jars filled with candy, okay? Just all different types of candy in these big, huge glass jars, and you could see right through them. And, you know, as soon as you came in the door, there's those jars of candy. And so she says to me that her great-grandmother raised children on her own because her husband passed. And so she struggled a little bit financially. You know, she struggled a little bit. It wasn't the easy climb. And she would give her the money to go to the corner store to get flour or eggs or bread or whatever it was. But what she gave my friend was exact money, not one penny over. She knew to the penny how much that bag of flour was going to cost with tax and whatever. And she gave my friend exactly that, not one penny over, each and every time. And so my friend says she would go to the store and she would skip to the store all happy because she's thinking about that candy. And she'd get in the store and she'd buy the flour or the eggs or the bread, only to realize she did not have one penny over, not one penny over to buy candy. And so she said, as she started to meditate on what was going on with her with this debt, this story came up for her. And she grew to understand that what her great-grandmother inadvertently communicated to her was, you will only have enough money for your needs and not one penny more. That's all. And she said, when that story came up and I realized it and I look back on my life, I realized that I lived my entire financial life with that thought. I only have enough. I don't have anything extra for nice things, or I just have enough. That's it. I don't have anything extra. And she realized that became the song of her life, the story of her life. And it was very powerful for her. So I'm sharing this with you because we all have a financial song, a financial story that was taught to us, generally from our parents or grandparents or great-grandparents or aunts or uncles or cousins, some family member who is very close to us as we grew up, implanted ideas about money, and usually they're scarcity ideas, right? Usually they're ideas about, it's not enough. Oh my God, what will we do? It's not enough, right? Like my friend, you will have enough to pay your bills, but you will not have one penny extra in this life because that's what life is. That's her financial story. What's yours? What's your financial story? You need to sit down and think about, what lessons did you learn that are inside of you that are holding you back? Because the truth is that money is neutral. It is not good. It is not bad. It is neutral. It is the power that we give it that makes it have this great big, oh my God, moment. But it is neutral. It is just like fire, right? Fire can be used to burn down your house, or it can be used to cook your food. It is neutral. It is what you assign to it that gives it its power. And so when you leave this episode today, I want you to truly sit down and think about and meditate on your financial song. Your financial song. What is it that you were taught? And how is that impacting you today? Because you understand that some things that we were taught by people who love us, but that item, that thing no longer serves us, right? And if you find that it no longer serves you, tell it that. You no longer serve me. And replace it with thoughts that do serve you. Thoughts of abundance. Thoughts of incoming flow. Right? thoughts of where you will never run out, where my cup runneth over, where I have so much that I can give to others. That's what you have to replace it with. Replace your scarcity thinking with abundant thinking. So that's your assignment for this week. That's what I want you to do. That's how I want you to finish off this weekend, is working on you and working on your relationship with money, because you have a relationship with money. Oh, you do. We all do. It's just, what are you going to do about it? So this episode has been a mouthful, has it not? It is something for you to really sit and chew on, you know, because the work that we have to do is all internal. It's not external. You can't go and run to someone else and say, please fix me, fix me, fix me. Believe me, people can help. But the truth is, any work has to come from within. So I encourage you to get within, to sit quietly, to meditate, and to ask yourself the questions about your money song and see what answers you get. So I hope that this episode has been helpful to you. And I hope you can take something away from it that can help grow you on your journey. I also hope that you tune in next week, because we will certainly have more episodes and I would love to share them with you. And as always, I wish you nothing but blessings.